This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Well, good evening. Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer here with another session of Medical Frontiers on this frosty evening in Pittsburgh. What do you think, Rob?
Well, Calvin Austin just caught a touchdown off of Mason Rudolph, so the Steelers are inching their way back into this football game.
Well, hopefully the second half is better than the first.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. 24-17 right now.
Okay, well, it's cold in Buffalo and it's cold in Pittsburgh. But this evening we're going to be talking about maternal health, and a very, very important subject. And next week on January 23rd is Maternal Health Awareness Day. And we're very fortunate to have an expert by phone this evening. She has been on Medical Frontiers before, Dr. Margaret Larkins Pettigrew. How are you this evening, Dr. Pettigrew?
Good evening, Dr. Pfeiffer. A pleasure to be with you again.
Thanks for having me. It's good having you. And we had a little tease a few minutes ago, and I said, this woman is so highly qualified. She has more things behind her name. MD, she has more degrees than a thermometer. But, you are very well known in your field, and for the audience, she's the Senior Vice President of the Enterprise Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer at AH and Highmark Health. And like I said to Rob Pratt, I'm going to say that once because that's a mouthful. But we're very, very fortunate having you. Tell us a little bit about how important, well, first of all, for everybody, it's very, very important for a woman when she becomes pregnant to have as healthy a pregnancy as possible and a birth and the aftercare and so on, and postnatal period, and that the baby is healthy and all. And I think we all understand that there are some people that do not make themselves aware, and sometimes that care isn't available. But, you know, we were talking about with Rob about a homeless woman, for instance, who is pregnant, especially on these cold nights and so on, that type of thing. And what can we do? And I understand also that the infant mortality in the U.S. and especially in some areas in our locale is not as good as it should be. So we're very, very happy to have you because I know you work every day at trying to reverse that.
Absolutely. So, we should not have to have a Maternal Health Awareness Day, but we do. because we are still in what I consider to be a public health crisis around how we keep mothers and babies alive in our country. So we are leading as a country the way as far as the death of moms, and that's the number of deaths per 100,000 live births. We're about 13.8. So for a developed country, we have one of the highest, we have the highest in the world based on compared to other developing countries. So we are in a crisis, and it is really about time that we made mothers the center of our universe, because the health of mothers means the health of an economy. Mothers have babies, and babies grow up to be very productive. And, you know, we want to make sure that we curb what's going on in our country related to maternal death.
Okay. And what are you at Highmark and AHN doing to see that no woman in this area has to go without care?
So we have several things going on. First of all, I'm glad you asked, because we just got a major award for our maternal health institute, which is headed by Marcia Klein Patel. I have to mention her name because I actually trained her, which tells you a little bit about, you know, my age. But she is like the first female leader of our Women's Institute in the Allegheny Health Network. But with her leadership, she comes with a solid heart of empathy and humility around how we make sure that mothers and birthing people go through this process as smoothly as possible. Mm-hmm. And underneath her, of course, we have all these experts that we've brought on to make sure that we give the best care, the best wraparound care, which involves everywhere from behavioral health to not only physical and mental health throughout the pregnancy. And then I think one of the biggest things that we've done since I've been here, and you know, Dr. Piper, I've only been at AHN in Highmark for 3 years, mm-hmm. but Highmark decided right away that they needed to invest in this space. They wanted to really make sure that we were concentrating on keeping women alive and keeping babies alive, because in this area, in Pittsburgh and the surrounding areas, we have one of the highest rates of deaths to babies that we see across the country. And, you know, the health of, according to the World Health Organization, the health of any country is really reflective on the health of their babies. And so keeping moms alive means keeping babies alive. And so we started a phenomenal program that I can tell you about whenever you're ready. I can talk all night, so you have to kind of interrupt me. I want to stop and give you some time.
Well, why don't you just cover some high points of that program? Because I think it's so important.
So it's called First Steps and Beyond, and it really means exactly what it says. We want to make sure that babies are born and that they live to see their first birthday and beyond. And this is related to all women. And so we really pay attention specifically in our area to women of color, especially African-American women, because they have the highest rate of death. But anything we do as far as intervention for Black women also means we do interventions for all women. And so that means that all women have the opportunity not to experience a death or death of their babies by the things that we do. So First Steps and Beyond is a citywide, countywide initiative that has 42 organizations as part of us, even University of Pittsburgh, UPMC, all of the FQHCs, the Federal Qualified Health Systems, Midwifery Centers, all are involved in this one focus. How do we stop working in silos, come together, and really focus on how we make a difference in the lives of all of our women, saving our babies? And we've already seen a significant decrease. Part of that program means centering. We started a centering program at AHN, and there are a few others in the city as well that just started this last few years, and that is having women come in same trimester, that they see a physician privately as they would, but they make all of their visits. They have these group meetings where they get a lot of support, a lot of information, and then we can watch them much closer as they go through this process.
Well, one of the things we want to do with this program is increase that awareness for our population and our listeners. And how can we also get that word out to a woman? Sometimes a woman may be embarrassed that she's pregnant. She may not think that she's not going to be able to afford care, that she doesn't really know where to go because here she is. She's pregnant. She doesn't have insurance and so on. Is it One of the goals that no matter whether or not this person has insurance or the wherewithal to pay for, you know, a delivery or so on, that they can still get care?
Absolutely. So, of course, at Agent and Hallmark, we take care of everybody. And so we spend significant amounts of money, millions of dollars every year in charity care to make sure that we cover, you know, all health care for all of our community members who can't afford it. But especially for women, we want to make sure that they get in early, they get the care they need, and that they're taken care of. And I can say that one of the most important things that women need to do is listen to this program, because you have some wonderful things that reflect how they stay healthy. But one of the things that that you are doing right now is exposing women to think about, even before they get pregnant, what's going on in their lives that will make this a healthy pregnancy, right? And so having these conversations about how you start this pregnancy, if you know you're pregnant or you're just discovering you're pregnant. And I think people should start, you know, with healthy relationships, and then we can build off of that. You know, how do you go into a pregnancy knowing what your risk and benefits are? And that really means that you get in for care early, that you partner with your provider very early, and that you guys have a partnership so that you are having this a reciprocal communicative method of understanding what's going on, what could potentially happen during your pregnancy throughout the entire journey.
Okay, we need to take our first break. This is Medical Frontiers, and we're talking about maternal health awareness. And give us a call if you have a question. If you're pregnant and you don't know where to go for care, just give us a call. I'd love to hear your story. 866-391-1020. We'll be back. Okay, we're back on Medical Frontiers. We're talking about maternal health awareness. This evening on Medical Frontiers, and our guest is Dr. Pettigrew, who is an expert in getting information out to people who need to know more about maternal health. And that health is actually starts when a young woman thinks she might want to get pregnant. Because the healthier the woman is, the healthier the baby will be, the healthier the pregnancy will be, et cetera, et cetera. So it's very, very important. And you have questions about this awareness and this whole topic of bringing medical care to people who may not have the resources immediately available to them, give us a call at 866-391-1020. One of the things you mentioned, Dr. Pettigrew, was a relationship with midwives. Midwives are extremely important, are they not? And I know that AHN has a relationship with several midwives in the area. And tell us a little bit about what a midwife does.
Oh, absolutely. A midwife is trained to actually follow a primarily uncomplicated pregnancy and to deliver a mom under great circumstances. These are usually women who are not complicated pregnancies. They're actually low-risk pregnancies. But they really do offer more of a focused care model that women sometimes prefer. And I think that it's a great alternative. The question mostly is when people are looking for alternative birthing options, one is who are they going to be delivered by, of course, a physician or a clinician like a midwife, and where are they going to deliver? And I think the biggest challenge is, because most midwives, all midwives are supervised by physicians, but they do give a very independent opportunity to deliver women. But I think that the biggest thing is where they deliver. That's kind of been the challenge recently about whether women will come into a hospital system or whether they want to deliver in a midwifery, a center, or at home. And all of those are options, but all of them come with risk and benefits, including being in the hospital system. And I think that every mother should really weigh what her risk and benefits are before she makes those decisions. You know, my personal advice is that no matter where you deliver, you need to have a backup plan just in case you need to have some emergent intervention. So I think midwives are phenomenal. I think coupled with doulas also who can help moms through these processes, I think are very valuable as well. I think low risk, very supervised pregnancies with a midwife and a doula as well are great options for moms.
Okay. And one of the things that has happened nationwide and also locally was the closing of many obstetric departments in hospitals. And that certainly happened in Pittsburgh. And I think when the new hospital out in Wexford opened recently, in the last couple of years, they have an OB department there and take care of pregnant women and deliveries and so on, and have a NICU and all that. And I know that's very, very great for that area of geography here in Pittsburgh mm-hmm. in the North Hills. Do we have enough facilities? Do we have enough people in the pipeline to be trained in OB-GYN and so on as far as the United States is concerned, or even our local area? Do we have enough facilities? Do we have enough people?
We absolutely do not. In fact, we are really struggling to make sure that we take care of women who are living in many of our rural areas who have to travel long distances just to get their appointments. And I think AI is going to help us with that somewhat. But I think it's really important that we all know that we don't have physicians in obstetricians, gynecologists, or midwives in places where access to care is just not optimal. And so we really do, we're hurting to actually educate and train more obstetricians and gynecologists and midwives to be in places where they can give good care.
Okay, how about the homeless, Dr. Pettigrew, the homeless women? Do we have ways that we can help them?
Absolutely, we do. So remember, we have all women have access to care, and we want to make sure that we use our charity care that we give to all people who come in. And so it's the problem of getting them into care. Women who are homeless don't want to be homeless, but they end up in circumstances that they are. But not only do they come with the challenge of being homeless, many of them have children as well that are homeless, and many of them not only are hurting for a shelter over their head, but they're also food deprived. They're not in the places where they have food security. So a complete wraparound care for homeless, the homeless population is significant, but they have lots of challenges. So when we talk about the social determinants of health and what happens to women and how to keep them healthy, that's one of the areas we want to make sure that they have those basic needs, a place to live, the good food to eat, et cetera. So weight, nutrition, that's really important when you talk about navigating the pregnancy. But I wanted to make sure we talk about some of the other things that we need to worry about when women go into pregnancy with medical problems and mental health problems that have to be managed as well.
Okay, why don't you mention some of those? Let's say a woman suffers from bipolar, or maybe she's depressed or anxiety or what have you. How do we care for that, especially in a woman who not only needs care before she's pregnant, but also when she has the complexity then of a pregnancy along with mental health mm-hmm. and that type of thing, or other comorbidities?
Right. Women who have mental health also need to be seen by someone, a specialist as well, during their pregnancy. There are medications, there's behavioral health help that they can get while they're pregnant. There's no reason why women who are pregnant cannot be managed with medication. There are safe medications. It's just a matter of getting them into the right care and seeing the right providers. So the myth that women can't take antidepressants or be managed with any of the medical or mental problems is just a myth. They can be taken care of very well. But there's other issues around not only mental health, but behavioral health. If women are addicted to drugs, that they have to be managed as well. And then we talk about physical health. Women who have diabetes, hypertension, blood clotting disorders, lupus, it goes on and on. These conditions need to be managed before pregnancy, during pregnancy, and after pregnancy. And so women need to be very aware that they have these things and be taken care of by providers who are partners in their care.
Okay, and we're going to be coming up to a break here pretty soon, but have you seen, I know that you said that there has been a decrease in infant mortality and so on, but have you seen with these programs that you're involved with and so on that we're starting to reverse some of that?
Well, we're starting to see a decrease, and hopefully we'll have a day where it's absolutely reversed and we won't have women dying from just preventable causes. But we are seeing a wave of folks who are very, very invested in making sure we see changes in the lives of women and their children. So, yes, we're starting to see some significant change. We need to see more. Across the country, though, we have seen an increase in the death of moms and babies. So in our area, we're starting to see some things happen, but it's going to be a long journey.
Okay, we need to take that break. This is Medical Frontiers. We're talking about maternal health and how women can access maternal health before, during, and after pregnancy or otherwise. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. Well, we're back for this segment of Medical Frontiers, Maternal Health Awareness, and that Awareness Day is on January 23rd. We're talking about it tonight, and we have a very special guest, Dr. Margaret Larkins-Pettigrew, who is an expert in trying to provide more ways and work with programs, more ways to increase the awareness in our female population about how important it is for them to have access to health and maintain their health all the time, but also especially when we're talking tonight about how you should be healthy before you get pregnant, after you're pregnant, and after you have your child. So, Dr. Pettigrew, could you break down a little bit about how important it is for women who are thinking about having a child, how important it is for them to maintain their health, and then when they get pregnant, during their 9 months of pregnancy, how important it is to maintain good health, and then after the baby is born. Mm-hmm. But break that down for us and just tell us how important it is for them to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we always worry about we talk about trimesters, and that's like the first trimester pregnancy, second trimester, third trimester. And then we have also added what we call the fourth trimester. But prior to them getting pregnant, they need to know what medical problems they have. They need to have them managed by a good healthcare provider. You know, sometimes it starts with a primary care provider and then moves into an obstetrician gynecologist. But once they're in their pregnancy, it really is taking care of their total selves, you know, mentally and physically. And that means that they go to their appointments on time, that they're eating properly, that if they if they're overweight, that they are really in tune to that. If they're underweight, they're in tune to that. And they will need to navigate both of those space, both of those conditions in a way that will have a good pregnancy outcome. But then, you know, they go through their pregnancy, and the major cause of babies dying is really preterm delivery and preterm death. So making sure they're with someone who can keep track of that and really help them navigate and get them through to their baby's lungs are mature enough for them to be delivered. And then once they have their baby, it's during that delivery space that they could have some complications, but they go home with a new baby, and now they also need to take care of themselves. So there's some things that happen postpartum that they need to be aware of, that pay attention to, and that they can need to alarm their, you know, let their physicians know right away that something might be happening with them. And so I always like to go through just a quick list of things that they need to pay attention to. And one is to surround themselves with their village, their family, their friends, people who are checking in on them often. They want to make sure they're getting enough sleep, that they have a good appetite, they're eating well. But they're also looking at things like, how much are you bleeding? Do you have excessive bleeding going on? Are you having pain that doesn't go away? What about headaches or change in vision? You know, what's going on with your body that it's not returning to normal in the way that it should? And are you having any depressive periods? We know that there's 20% of the deaths that occur postpartum or in this fourth trimester is from suicide. And so we know that mental health, behavioral health, this is a very challenging place where moms really need to have their families around them. So just some of the things that they need to go through. This is a journey. Pregnancy, I see it as a journey. It can be a very healthy journey as long as they take care of themselves and they have someone who's taking care of them as well.
I think one of the things that is done, and I know it's not only at AHN, but other providers that provide maternal care during pregnancy and so on, is screening for depression during the pregnancy, so that trying to uncover where there may be some problems after the birth, where a woman would suffer from postpartum depression. And I think those screening programs are very, very effective, are they not?
Right. And every woman who is pregnant is screened by their provider to make sure that they don't have any history of depression or any current depression in their pregnancy so that they can be managed very well. So that is a part of the typical evaluation of every pregnant woman who or birthing person who comes in for their first visit.
How about a woman who is addicted to alcohol or an opiate or some other drug, legal or illegal? Can they get special care?
Oh, absolutely. So, and we have a great program, Perinatal Hope at AHN, and there's probably many in throughout the system, but they really specifically deal with women who have addictions, whether it's heroin or cocaine, alcohol. And so they're really put into specific programs to manage that while they're pregnant so that they don't have initially make sure that their babies don't have any defects, but that then they are taken care of during their pregnancy and hopefully recover so that they don't go back to the same use once they've delivered. So we definitely have programs throughout the city, and we just want to make sure that we're talking to many people in the city. Our problem is that we don't have the reach of many of the people who are living in some of these areas, especially rural areas, that may have issues with addiction that we just are not touching. And that's why you are so important, that people are hearing these conversations, that they know that there's help and they can get help, especially to have a healthy baby.
And we just have to increase that and do as much as we can to get the word out there, because, in the United States, there should not be anyone, male or female, but especially women when they're pregnant and they have difficulties and so on, should go without care. And we need to be better than that, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the question about cesarean section, there seems to be continued controversy over that, and some women want to have a C-section. They don't want to have a baby vaginally and so on. And is the incidence of C-sections about the same as it was, say, 5 years ago, or increased, decreased, or what?
They have increased, and there's many reasons for that. You know, there was a time where women didn't have a choice about having a cesarean section. Now, in many places, women have a choice based on the fact that having a vaginal delivery can cause some other complications that may last for a long time. For instance, incontinence of urine, incontinence of bowel. And there's things that women don't want to have postpartum after delivering a baby vaginally. So now in many places they have an option when the baby's mature to choose to actually have a cesarean delivery. But of course, we know that the best way to have a baby, if you can, and that means that if you're healthy enough to have a baby vaginally, that's the way that we want women to have a baby. But there are specific reasons why women have to have cesarean sections. And we really try to be very cautious about when we have to intervene to deliver a baby that may be in trouble, to help mom if she's in trouble. And there are very specific guidelines that we do cesarean sections based on evidence that mom or baby could be in trouble. You know, sometimes we don't get it right, but mom and baby end up doing really well. But we try to do the best we can to make sure that when a cesarean section is offered, it's because we are very, very concerned about the outcome of both moms and babies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We need to take our last break. This is Medical Frontiers. We're talking about mental health awareness, and have a very special guest, Dr. Pettigrew, who is an expert in bringing that awareness to all women in this area as much as we possibly can. 866-391-1020. We'll be back. Okay, we are back from our break, and this is the last segment for Medical Frontiers for this evening. We're talking about maternal health awareness. Give us a call at 866-391-1020, and Dr. Pettigrew is our guest, and she can answer your questions if you have any. Dr. Pettigrew, what about people who are pregnant and they think they are, or maybe they've tested themselves and they find that they're pregnant. When should they access care from a healthcare provider?
Well, we'd like to see them during their first trimester of pregnancy before 12 weeks. And so we want to see them for the first visit and just to make sure that everything, especially if they have any comorbidities that go along with it, that they're taken care of. So if they have known comorbidities, we want to hear from them right away because we can get them in to see some of our high-risk physicians right away. So, but as soon as they know they're pregnant, they need to reach out to either their obstetrician gynecologist who's been taking care of them or just make sure they're accessing the system at the most important period of time, which is in their first trimester. So as soon as they know they're pregnant, they need to reach out.
Mm-hmm. And how often would a woman expect to be seen? Let's say everything's healthy, they don't have any comorbidities and so on. How often should they be seen during their pregnancy, would you say?
Usually they're seen every 4 weeks until they're around 26 weeks, 26 to 28 weeks. And then after that, they're seen every 2 weeks until they're around 36 weeks, and then they're seen every single week. So the further along in the pregnancy you are, you see how more frequently they need to be seen. And so we want to make sure that they follow that kind of routine. But we'll see them at any time that they have a concern, and they'll be able to talk to their physician about their concerns. With the centering pregnancy program that we have, it's the same system. They see each other. They see the provider every month until they're around 26 to 28 weeks. But they're seen with a smaller group of women. And so they have that support system as well, so they can talk about some of the issues they might have, concerns they might have. You know, just normally what happens in your normal life that you may be concerned about around pregnancy.
Okay, how about somebody who's expecting twins, triplets, or quadruplets? Are they all considered high-risk pregnancies?
They are considered high-risk. You know, twins usually are seen by clinicians. Usually midwives don't deliver twins. And because we consider that to be a high-risk pregnancy based on the fact that they can present in a malposition or anything could happen. So they're seen by high-risk physicians, especially triplets. The more babies you have and the more at risk you are to end up having some complications. So we want to make sure we keep track of you very, very closely. You know, but, you know, twins... they happen much more frequently than triplets or more. So we have a lot of experience with all of them, but definitely need to be seen by high-risk physicians if you have more than two babies in there.
Mm-hmm. And how about the incidence of pregnancy? Did that go up during the pandemic?
You know, someone asked me that question before, and you know what? We tried to time it when people were sheltered in, that we had an increased number of pregnancies that happened during that time, and we actually did see a bump.
Uh-huh.
So when people are forced to stay home and get to know one another a little bit better,
yeah,
that happens.
it's one of the side effects of being shut in, right?
That's right.
Right.
Which is okay. We love that. We love to have people come in and see us all the time, especially if they're having babies.
Absolutely. And it can be a very, very happy time. And
yes.
One of the things I learned about recently was the program at West Penn, because sometimes there is a stillbirth, a baby that is not viable. And I was really impressed with the program that they have, a special area and so on, so that the parents can grieve and so on about the loss of their newborn child. I think that's really wonderful that they have done that.
Mm-hmm. You know, Dr. Piper, anytime you have a loss of a baby, no matter what gestational age you're in, it's a loss to a mom.
Sure.
And so they could be in the first trimester. They could have a stillbirth. It is a loss, and it's pretty traumatic for all women. And so we try to make sure we offer an opportunity for women to grieve with their families and to really, you know, honor that pregnancy and honor that that baby who didn't make it through that pregnancy. So, yes, you know, loss is a pretty challenging thing for both the mom and the families, as well as for physicians, because you'd never want to see a loss happen, but they do. And so and I think that we have great physicians and clinicians and nurses and everybody who really wraps their arms around these individuals who have a loss to make sure that they're taken care of as well.
Well, one of the things that we learn going through life is that it's not a perfect world. And I think the most important thing is how we respond to adversity, how we respond to the need for grief, that type of thing, because it isn't perfect. But that means that there are opportunities so that we can handle situations like that. And the more we do, then I think that's what we should be about as human beings and people who exert kindness and love, especially in this Martin Luther King Day, that I read a beautiful article today in the paper about that he stressed love, as one of his major tenets. Well, Dr. Pettigrew, we don't have time for any more calls or chatting, and I wish you a very, very happy new year, and we'll get you back and talk about all the good work that you do with Highmark and AHN.
Thank you. Happy new year to all, for you and your staff. This is a wonderful program, so appreciate any time I have an opportunity to share any information with the public. So thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Okay, good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.